You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Kia ora, Penny. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We've been talking Victorian reduce, reuse, recycle for the last couple of Mondays, and we're doing a bit more of it today. Where in the world are we going this morning?
Well, I thought we'd go to the next tier down, and it might be a bit icky for people eating food, breakfast. So
put your
just
toast to the side, everybody.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about rag and bone men. So last week we spoke about the wealthy bequeathing handed down clothing. They gave it to their maids who repaired and reused, like made quilts, children's clothing, that sort of thing. And this is about, say, the middle and working class and how they got rid of their clothing and then what happened to it. So basically they were kind of thrown away, and there were people that went around that were called rag and bone men that went and collected those rags, and they would either take them to other people in rag fairs and who would sell them, you know, really cheaply, or they would collect them and give them to various people who could repurpose them into other things. And they're called rag and bone men because, of course, they were essentially collecting rags, but they also collected dead cats and dogs and skinned them for the leather.
I thought you were going to be like, we're talking about the middle classes today, guys, so just put your toes to the side. It's a bit yucky. But no, we're talking about skinning deceased animals. That is quite yuck.
Many ways to skin a cat.
Yeah. Also, you know, they do things like hold up the horse traffic by digging out old shoe nails, like horseshoe nails from the cracks of the cobbles for metal. You know, so they were really the poorest of the poor people, but it was considered to be an honest job because of the fact that, you know, like this job needed to be done, and it did lead on to other things. There was also this quite thing with a fascination about how the poor live in London.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting kind of article written by a guy called J. Ewing Ritchie, and it's called Here and There in London. It was published in 1859. It kind of also kind of mentions Charles Dickens and Oliver Twist. So when you're thinking about this, if you think of Oliver Twist and how he described certain places like Field Lane and that sort of thing, then you kind of get an idea of how this kind of really worked. Like they had streets and lanes that were filled with people selling these kind of cast-off, very raggedy kind of clothing. They would collect things like wool, and they could be unraveled by hand, like little pieces of jumpers, and then carded and spun into a new kind of wool. And scraps of fabric of all kinds was an important ingredient to the manufacture of, like, paper. So paper was made by fabric for a really, really long time, and it would be ground down and left to rot, like washed, ground down, left to rot. And of course, different fabrics made different kinds of paper.
Yeah, right.
But when the Industrial Revolution happened and more kind of machinery came in, then that's when it turned to wood being used to make paper.
That's so interesting. I've not really thought about what the items would be then repurposed for. I was wondering if it was more clothing, but obviously it had quite a broad purpose. Where were these fairs that you were talking about, these rag and bone fairs?
So they tended to be, like, there was the biggest one was in London. There's quite a good article on Whitby, but they tended to be kind of like shops that kind of sold them.
Right. So sort of semi-permanent spaces.
Yeah, and then the rag and bone men would also sell to shoddy factories, which were where they took woolen rags, which were grounded into like a fibrous mass, and then they were mixed in with fresh wool, and they were so they made into this fabric called shoddy, and seams or parts of unsuitable rags were then left to rot and sold to farmers to manure crops.
Wow.
And also, it could also be made into bedding, like stuffing for bedding and that sort of thing.
That's so interesting. I feel like it makes a lot of sense where these things were going. We also, by the way, had about 7 texts about Steptoe and Son as a TV
show.
Yes, that's
true. Yeah. So that's definitely like, like a modern day kind of like version of that. But sometimes now, like secondhand traders are called rag and bone men still in England. Like it's like a term for people that kind of do collect old things and turn them into new things, you know, that sort of thing. As you can imagine, the work was really, really dirty but extremely unhealthy because it spread disease, fleas and lice. Yes. It was actually like importing rags from foreign countries was banned due to cholera and smallpox. But what I found really interesting is that, actually I should mention too that in Paris they were only allowed to do it at nighttime because
didn't want to see the poor people.
Yeah, and it was quite dirty and, you know, they kind of like, yeah. But it continued on right up until like the 1960s.
Oh, wow.
Where it fell in decline due to people moving over to more scrap metal because it was more lucrative. Apparently Kirk Douglas, his dad was a rag man in New York.
No way. That's so interesting. Somebody's texted in saying Charles Booth created a colour-coded poor map of London in 1899.
Why were they so fascinated, but they just didn't do anything about it? They're like, well, look at them all in squalor.
Have you seen the UK right now? There's not much has changed. Much has changed.
Awesome. Yeah. But I mean, they did, you know, when you look at the history, they did end up creating things like poor houses, which were pretty appalling. But it also led to the rise of charity. Like before that, people, you know, would give a few coins to people. But there's some quite interesting podcasts on how charities and Christian people became like really concerned and they wanted to do something. But it was just that there were so many people. It was really hard to help everybody. And of course, you know, the whole gin craze. I mean, I know this is not fashion, but it's quite fascinating.
I mean, it's all related.
Yeah, like gin, you know, became easy to make and it was actually really warming, and so people got really addicted to it because it kept them warm. They gave it to their babies to calm them, you know, but it was a massive problem, you
bloody
know.
Hell. Grim, yeah. Grim time in history, has to be said, but fascinating as well. Thank you for bringing us Rag and Bone Men this morning, Penny. What a crazy world to dive into. I'm sure there'll be some good BBC docos you can find out there. Probably on YouTube, I'm sure, to watch some of them. We've got White Stripes track from Icky Thump to play. It's Rag and Bone. Have a good morning. We'll see you next time, Penny.
Thanks.
Bye.
This place.
What?
Ooh. This place is like a mansion.
It's like a mansion. Look at all this stuff.
Look, I see something over there. You sure you don't want it, man? I can use it. Mm-hmm. Take it. It's just things that you don't want. I can use them. Meg can use them. We can do something with them. We'll make something out of them. Mm-hmm. Make some money out of them, at least.
give it to us?
Aw, Meg, don't be rude.
Or not.
They might need it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. If you don't want to give it to us, we keep walking by. Keep going, we're not tired, but got plenty of places to go. Lots of homes we ain't been to yet. On the west side, the southwest side, Middle East, rich house, dog house, outhouse, old folks house, house for unwed mothers, halfway homes, catacombs, twilight zones. Looking for techniques, turntables to gramophones. So take a last lick of your ice cream cone and lock up what you still want to own. But please be kind.
Take your time.
And don't rewind.
It's fine.
All of your pretty little rags and bones. Yeah. Your pretty little rags and bones. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Come on and give it to me. Oh, your pretty little rags and bones. Come on, come on, come on, come on and give it to us. Yeah.
Rag and Bone by the White Stripes. That's from Icky Thump, which I remember being one of the first like cool albums as a kid that I listened to because my friend's stepdad was a massive, massive White Stripes fan. He was a plasterer and that was like always playing when I went around to their house. Someone's texted in saying that they, or Jim's texted in saying he used to live with the Rag and Bone man and his horse, which is a story I would like to know more about, Jim. Great text, thank you. And Grizzy's also texted in saying Pearly Kings and Queens were kind of part of this whole lineage of stuff as well. And then, of course, on the cover of that record, you've got Jack and Meg in their pearly outfits too. It's a great album cover, actually, that one.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.